Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. God is truly good. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Power our prayer. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries with Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. We are waiting on the Lord. What are you waiting for? Waiting on the Lord. Because the word of God says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Jesus, come. I'm going to wait right here. Wait until Jesus comes. You know I can't do nothing. summertime, and everyone like, we had problems along the way, yes we did. But I know someone who can work them out as we go from day to day. Let God in, let him have. And do what he said, you will find
the storm is over,
in the sand,
the land is dry,
Mom.
The sun is shining
up in the sky.
Washington, he's making a way out of no way. God will see you through on this day and the days to come.
Like a ship that's tossed and driven, ready by an anchor sea. When the storm of life is raging and the fear is falling on me, well, I wonder what have I done to make this race so hard to run. Well, I say to myself, so take care, as the Lord will make a way somehow. Yeah, the Lord
will make a way somehow.
No, he will.
Make a way somehow. You don't know how, But he's going to make a way. He said in his word, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To see it, believe it. Believe the word of God. Trust in the word of God. God will make a way somehow. We thank God for you, you and you. We thank God for our 144.5 million, and the numbers are moving up. We thank God for Power Hour of Prayer with the Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart. We thank God for all the intercessory prayer warriors. Lest, yes, the Lord will make a way somehow. You don't see it, but you can believe it. And you can trust God. He's a God that will keep his word. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go to our scripture reading, Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. Thank you, God, for your Psalm of Protection. God is watching over you. God is keeping you. Have faith in the Almighty Living God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no fall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. You're the head and not the tail. You're the lender and not the borrower. You're God's man, God's woman. He will set you on high, not man. He will give you that promotion that you need, not man. God will place you where you need to be. And keep in mind, you are the church. A lot of individuals are seeking a building. But you're the church. Carry the word of God wherever you are. Pray without ceasing. You are the church. Thank you, Jesus. You are the church. Let other individuals know, I'm the church. They'll say, where's your church? I am. Wherever I go, that's where church is. Thank God. This is not a new concept. Didn't Jesus travel and did his work? He didn't stay in one place. We thank God for the churches, the mass, the temples. We thank God. That's where you're taught and you should be trained. Then the word of God tells us, go ye. Uh-huh. Go ye. He didn't tell you to sit. Once you have received the word of God, once you accepted him as your personal savior, once you sit and be trained and taught, the word of God tells us, go. Many are called, but few are chosen. Thank you, Jesus. And then once God has called you, and has chosen you, he will let you know what your work is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And most of you are already walking in the work that God has designed for you to do. Before you get a license, before you get ordained, you're walking in the work that God has already called you out to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You don't have to wait until you get a piece of paper to do God's work. You should be doing it already. You should be seeking God, asking God, lead me and direct me. Show me what it is that you want me to do. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Because he has set his love upon me, Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Are you calling out the name of Jesus today? Are you crying out to Jesus? Have you surrendered to Jesus? Have you committed yourself to the Almighty Living God? And if so, you ought to praise him. You ought to give God the honor and the glory because he's with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if God has given you an assignment to do, he's right there with you every step of the way. 10 million followers to do what God has told you to do. Thank you, God. We have a habit of asking, how many people were there? Does that really matter? Are all those people there? Are they for you? My God, my God, my God. Watch your followers. Watch your friends. Everybody's not your friend that say they are your friend. They're there for various reasons. Everybody don't go to church for the same reason. Some go because it is a tradition. Some go because they want to be noticed. Various reasons why individuals go to church. You should be going to serve the Almighty Living God. You should be going with the presence of prayer in your life. You should be going to receive the knowledge that you need to receive to witness to other individuals. You go to receive encouragement from the word that's preached, from the teachers. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. My soul thirsts for God. Are you thirsty for God this morning? Or are you thirsty for something else? My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Somebody's watching you. Somebody's observing you. They see what you're going through. Uh-huh. And they're saying, now let me see what God's going to do for them now. She depended upon God. He believed in the power of God. When you're going through a trying situation, individuals are going to look and say, where's her God now? She just got fired from her job. She just got laid off from her job. They just got evicted from their home. Where is their God now? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in thee. For I have gone with the multitude. I have went with them to the house of God with the voices of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O soul? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Wherefore I remember thee from the land of Jordan. My God, my God, my God. Call upon to me at the noise of thy water sprouts. All the waves and the hill billows are gone over me. You may feel overwhelmed. You may feel like giving up this morning. But that's a trick of the enemy. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because as Apostle Joe Fawley says, the devil don't attack you for where you are. He attacks you for where you're about to go. Yes, you're being attacked. It's okay. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is taking you somewhere. God is trying to reveal himself to you. He's trying to teach you something. Be quiet and take the test. Someone's saying, I can't take anymore. Remember, God is with you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, you can. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and at night his song shall be with me. Always have a song in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Always have a song in your heart. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. And I'm going to believe the word of God. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Always have a song in your heart. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Always keep a song in your heart when you're going through. And even when you're not going through, sing the songs of Zion. You don't have to go to Peabody to sing to Jesus. Thank you, God. You don't need a PhD to sing to Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Let that song penetrate and touch your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Why? Because he's my friend. Make it personal. He's my friend, Brother Bellamy, Sister Bellamy. He's my friend, Mother Annie Green. He's my friend. You know how little children say, that's mine. That's my doll baby. That's my bicycle. That's my cookie. He's my friend. Make it personal. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones. You feel like somebody just stab you in the back. That's all right. You got your war clothes on. It's not going to penetrate. You got your war clothes on. You're on a battlefield for the Lord. As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? I want you to know this morning that God is with you every step of the way. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. God's ways is not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Let God's will be done in that situation. He knows exactly what he's doing. You don't. God knows what he's doing in that situation. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He's an on-time God. He's working on you. Uh-huh. God has not forgotten about you. There's some things that you need to get straight in your life, some things you need to know about the Almighty Living God. He's developing that trust in you. Somebody's saying, why is it taking so long? Why did this have to happen to me? Why not you? You a man or woman of God. Didn't they crucify Jesus? Yes, they did. Didn't they nail him to the cross? Yes, they did. He who did no wrong, committed no sin, but for our sake, he suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins. He who knew no sin, you are no better than Jesus. No cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. Cross, my dear ones, no crown. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him, no matter what you're going through. I will yet praise him. Why will I praise? Because I trust him. I believe God's word. That's why I'm praising him in the midst of my trials and my tribulations. In the midst of people saying everything about you that they can say and making up other stuff too, you still trust God. When they go down, you'll go up. Remember Miss Obama told her husband, Barack Obama, when they go down, you go up. Thank you, Jesus. When they go down, you go up. Thank you, God. Don't sink with the ship. You reach up and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost. Thank you so much. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Psalm 42. I read verses 1 through 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquiet within me? In God. As Elder Annette and Elder Dawn Smith says, keeping hope alive. Keeping that hope alive in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. He is your health, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. All of those under the sound of my voice, knowing that you are God that could do anything but fail. And you haven't failed this yet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We come with a repentant heart, asking that you forgive us of our sins, past, present, and future. We know that you said in your word that you will forgive us and wipe our slates clean. We thank you, Father, right now. We know you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we're the righteous ones. We're not perfect. Perfection. We don't willingly sin. We are men and women of God. And we thank you right now, dear Father, for forgiving us of our sins, past, present, and future. We thank you, Father, because you know all about our trials and our tribulations. You know all about our situations. Satan may catch us off guard, but you know all about what we're going through right now, even before it begins. That's why we got to trust in you. That's why we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We pray for our president, Joe Biden, for his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, for that family in its entirety, that the Spirit of God will fall fresh upon them and that God's will be done in their life. We pray for Kamala Harris, our Vice President of the United States of America. We pray for her husband and for her family in its entirety, that the Spirit of God will fall fresh upon them and keep our leaders safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We lift up, Father God, the members of Congress, the House of Representatives, our council persons. We thank you, Father God, that you'll crown the head with wisdom, knowledge, and godly understanding. We pray, Father God, not for parties, but for individuals. We pray, Father God, for each and every individual that's seated in the House of Delegates. We pray for Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and healing for her husband in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying for people, not parties. We're praying, Father God, that the Spirit of God will fall fresh upon Congress right now. All races. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of God, fall fresh in the White House, in the Capitol. Spirit of God, fall fresh in their homes, that a manifestation and move of the hand of God will touch them right now. Their mind be stayed on Jesus Christ. Have them to do God's will and not their will in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those under the sound of my voice, knowing that obedience is better than sacrifice. We thank you for those that rise up early in the morning to hear what thus says the Lord. We thank you for those that are dependent upon you in their trials and their tribulations. We pray that you'll touch that individual that's confused. We come against mental illness right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their mind right now and let them believe and trust you. Let them fall on bended knees and say, I surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. We come against mental illness, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenia. We come against depression. We come against stress in the name of Jesus. We come against that individual that is a ball of confusion. We denounce that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. It's not of you. We come against that disobedient son, that disobedient daughter, in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be longer upon the earth. We are praying, Father God, for our youth, our children, our babies, even in the womb of the mothers. We pray right now, Father God, for someone that needs to make a decision, life or death. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in that situation. Glory be to God. And we thank you right now for having that dear one to surrender to you. We thank you, Father God, for life. And that they will totally depend upon you, Father God, in this situation. We thank you right now, Father, because you're a good God. You're a precious God. You're a God that can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We glorify you. We magnify you. We're sending up timber to you right now, early in the morning. We're seeking you while we have an opportunity. Bless, Father God. Be with the individuals that have lost loved ones on yesterday, the day before, last week, last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Touch their hearts and their minds and their souls. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We thank you for the hedge of protection you're putting around us, Father. We thank you because your hand of God, the Spirit of God, is penetrating our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We thank you for marriage, those, Father God, that you have ordained to be married. Male and female. We thank you right now. Bless them. Let them know they have to stand on the word of God. We thank you right now for blessing male and female, created in God's image. We thank you, Father, right now for the marriages you have ordained. We thank you for keeping them together and guiding them and leading them. We thank you for allowing the will of God to take place in that marriage right now. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding in our households, with our families, first of all. Then as we go out, we thank you for blessing us with an abundance of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray, Father, right now, each and every individual that may not know which direction to go in. Let them call upon the name of Jesus as they lie on their sick beds. Don't give up. Don't give up. Reach up and say, Jesus, I'm depending on you. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Let them know that you're inviting them in to your spirit, your mind, your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone is saying today, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Glory, hallelujah. Someone's being healed. Someone's being delivered. Someone's being set free from drug addiction and alcoholism. Someone is being set free from homosexuality. Someone's being set free, Father God. We thank you right now from lying and stealing and backbiting, gossiping. Someone's being delivered. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. We thank you for deliverance from evil. Set them free from those habits, addictions. Set them free from their disorderly conduct. We thank you right now. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. You have all power. You know what we're going through and what we're going to go through. We pray for every pastor, every bishop, every archbishop, chief apostle, apostles, cardinals, the Pope. We pray, Father God, over the bodies of Christ where our people go to worship and trusting the leaders. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Touch the children that have been sexually molested. Touch our children, those that are now adults. Let them know, Father God, that you said in your word that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. They need you. They need you, the Almighty Living God, to comfort them. And we thank you right now. You said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We surrender our situation over to you right now in the name of Jesus. Bless someone with food on their table. Clean, fresh water, Father. We thank you right now that someone didn't have to walk miles and miles and miles to get clean water. My God, my God, my God, touch the water systems in Africa. Touch the water systems in Jamaica. Touch the water systems in Puerto Rico. Touch the water systems in Ukraine. The water systems in Russia. Venezuela, New Mexico, Honduras. Touch the water systems in Germany. Touch the water systems in West Germany. Touch the water systems in the United States of America. Purify our water that it will not cause us any harm. Purify our water that it will not cause us any harm. In the name of Jesus. We lift up Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, her family in its entirety. Her sister Pat, who's her guardian angel. Her sister Lorraine, we're praying for you, Lorraine. Her son Christopher, her daughters Vicky and Mitzi, we're praying for you that you'll be by your mom's side. Whatever she needs, you'll be there to help her, to assist her, even the grandchildren, Father God. We're praying for generation after generation after generation. We're lifting up grandchildren, sons and daughters, that you'll strengthen them and be the parents that you have ordained for them to be. For their children and for their grandchildren, generation after generation after generation. There'll be no more generational curses. We come against that generational curse right now in the name of Jesus and back to the pit of hell from which it came. My God, my God, my God, you are a deliverer. Deliver us from evil. Some of us need to be delivered from ourselves. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance right now. We thank you, Father God, for the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, long-suffering, long-suffering for the fruit of the Spirit, peace, love, and joy, patience. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit because there's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. And we thank you right now for blessing individuals under the sound of my voice, making a way out of no way, granting them peace and love and joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Bless that individual that received a pink slip on yesterday, not knowing how they're going to make it. But as the song say, the Lord will make a way somehow. Yes, he will. During the holidays, let us focus on Jesus Christ and not on the things of the world. Thank you, God. We're thanking you on Thanksgiving Day. We're praising you on Thanksgiving Day. It doesn't have to be a turkey on the table, but we're going to thank you for a meal. Thank you, God. And for those that are providing for other individuals, we thank God for you, for your sharing. We thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless someone right now with food on their table. We thank you, Father God, for the football players that are sharing and blessing families with meals for Thanksgiving Day. We thank you for the churches that are going to be open, sharing food on Thanksgiving Day. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that are walking in the trenches, providing individuals with something to eat. And they're not knowing where it's going to come from. But we thank you for the warriors that are out there on the battlefield for our Lord. We thank you, Father God, because they said they'll serve you till they die. We're on the battlefield for our Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, for the restaurants that will be open on Thanksgiving Day. We pray over the food that we're about to receive. We pray over every meal that we're going to receive on Thanksgiving Day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for those that have one meal, you thank and you praise God for that one meal. He'll keep you. Yes, he will. He's a keeper. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Someone's being grateful and thankful to you for healing and deliverance. You ought to praise him. You ought to glorify him, and you ought to magnify him. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Thank you, God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon our nation. A spirit of peace. We come against those weapons that are being placed into our communities. Stop them in their tracks. Do not allow our youth or young people or elders to use those weapons that are being placed in our communities. Send them back from where they came. Send them back, Father God. We pray against those that don't value life. You said in your word you came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. And we thank you for that abundance in life. We come against those, Father God, that's taking the lives of others. And again we say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Touch our young people. Guide them and lead them and direct them as to where they should go, as to where they shouldn't go. We pray, Father God, because you said that we ought to pray without ceasing. And we thank you right now for someone being promoted. Promotion comes neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. And we thank you for that promotion in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for promoting someone in the spirit realm as well as in the natural. And we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the fresh anointing this morning in our lives. We thank you, Father. And we speak into existence a spirit of peace upon our land. We thank you, Father, because you said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We thank you for those that have gone to funerals and are going to funerals today. We lift up Elder Cassie and her husband Deacon Lofton. We pray for them that are traveling miles and miles and miles to homegoing services of their loved ones. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for healing for Dr. Maybell Hickman. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing. We pray for Apostle Joanne Farley. Healing in their souls. Healing in their spirit. Healing in their minds. We thank you right now for healing that's taking place in someone's body right now. We come against COVID, monkeypox, any other deviants that are out there. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We come against all sickness and disease. And we thank you for sparing our lives one more day. One more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Kept our homes intact. Kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We're thankful, Father God. Yes, we are. We're thankful. And we're grateful to you. And for those that were affected by the floods, the fires, the thieves of the night, we want you to know that God is still with you. God is still with you and your family. God is still with you and your loved ones as you travel this Thanksgiving holiday. God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. and you can take God at his word. He is a God that will not lie. He's a God that will bring you through every situation. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the anesthesiologists say, no matter what the landlord said, God is bringing you through. Thank you, Jesus. He has a better place for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What a mighty God we serve. We praise you. We glorify you. And we speak order into the lives of those. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, my dear ones. Dear Jesus, you're not confused. Don't claim that. You don't have senior moments. Don't claim that. Stop saying my cancer, my diabetes, my arthritis, my hepatitis, my HIV. You don't want that. Don't claim it. The doctor said, I got diabetes. The doctor said, I got hypertension. The doctor said, I got cancer. Stop claiming it. The doctor said, not God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop claiming those illnesses that the doctor has placed into your spirit. You stop claiming them. Turn it over to God. Say, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. You need to behold the Christ in yourself. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. And we pray this prayer and seal it in Jesus' name. Stop the confusion in someone's life right now, in someone's home, or in someone's job. Stop the confusion right now. We come against that spirit of confusion. We denounce it in the name of Jesus. We denounce it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to talk to you about how to behold the Christ in yourself. You're Christians. You're a man or woman of God. We're Christ-like. Also, don't forget to behold the Christ in yourself. Once an individual had prayed and prayed about a difficult situation, apparently to no avail, small voice within her whispered quietly, why don't you behold the Christ in yourself? You're God's child. You're God's man. You're God's woman. Why don't you behold the Christ in yourself as well as in this situation? Pray for yourself a change. The individual did so by calling upon the name of Jesus often and affirming. And put your name there. And I want you to repeat after me. Put your name there. Patricia Stewart. I behold the Christ in you. I behold the Christ at work, your life, producing perfect results. Perfect results. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you, God. It's also good when you have prayed for yourself, apparently to no avail, to just release yourself in the Christ within. Christ, I'm releasing myself. I'm releasing the Christ within me to cast out the whole burden of answered prayer on the Christ within you. This often brings the right results quickly. Call upon the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. Behold the Christ in you as well as in this situation. I want you to repeat after me this morning. Thank you, God. I want you to, first of all, cast the whole burden of answered prayer on Christ within you. My life cannot be limited. Christ in me is my freeing power. Christ in me is my forgiving power, releasing power, Oh, I'm getting excited. Christ in me now frees me from all attachments. Please repeat this one after me. Christ in me now releases me from all attachments to people, places, or things of the past or present. Some of you need to be released from the past. Stop going back there. Repeat after me. Christ in me now releases me from all attachments to people, places, or things of the past or present. Christ in me is my healing power. Christ in me now raises me up to perfect health. In me is my prospering power. Christ in me is always worthy. Through the Christ within, I give up my best, and I receive only the best in return. Christ in me now reveals any block to be removed mentally or emotionally, so that I am receptive to all health, wealth, and happiness. Christ in me now guides me and to my true place in life with the true people, and I rejoice. Christ in me is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. And all is well. I relax, let go, and let God. Let's say it again. Repeat after me. Christ in me is producing perfect results in every phase of my life. Now, and all is well. I relax, let go, and let God. I release whatever you're going through, your child, your children, your job, your husband, your community, your wife, your boss. I release this situation, this person, to the perfect outworking of the Christ consciousness now. I release my life. Thank you, Jesus. God is working on you first, then that situation. And the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Remember, is this your assignment? Did God give you that assignment? Pray and ask God, is he or she my assignment? Everything is not your assignment, my dear ones. Everything is not an emergency. Let go and let God, the Christ within you, the Christ in that situation, the Christ in that trial or tribulation, let go and let God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I thank God for your praise reports. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for you depending upon the Almighty Living God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Tune in again on Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.